Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for some more fun Disney talk. Scott joins me today and we talk about what we're excited for during this trip that we're on right now. Scott arrives tomorrow as the show comes out. I'm down at Walt Disney World already, but we talk about those small things that get you excited for the trip and what we're hoping to capture during this trip. Some of that magic that we've been missing that we're so excited to experience again, almost for the first time. Today's show, of course, brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's one extra click, a free way to support the show. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. Thank you so much for allowing us to do all this podcasting. You allow us to spread some magic all around the world, and I can't thank you enough for that. And our patrons get an extra show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1929 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. But right now, I'm from Walt Disney World. We're down there right now having a great time. So make sure you give me a follow on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Drop in, see what's going on. We're going to be going live here and there and everywhere. And of course, you will probably see every cool meal that I have and snack and all the fun stuff around the parks and the resorts. And a little update, what you already know because I'm already there, but we're going to talk about some stuff that we're looking forward to this trip. And we'll see if I've done it yet. And my good buddy, hashtag Scotty G, is joining us because he is headed down tomorrow. What's up, Scott? How's it going?
What's up, Mike? I've really enjoyed following along all the live feeds, all the photos. I've been jealous, but it's been getting me through the week. So I've decided it's time for me to head down. So I'm leaving tomorrow. Super excited.
So, of course, we are recording this one before I left and before Scott left. We're getting this done in the studio before we head down. So you have a fresh show here in the feed. We always want to help you get through your Friday to make it to the weekend. And, you know, as we're recording this one, I never thought a Disney princess would have such an impact on my trip. But apparently, now this again, I hope this is long history by the time you're hearing the show. It was earlier this week, but Hurricane Elsa comes around and all of a sudden all these dominoes started falling a couple days before we were getting ready to leave. And if you remember, if you're a patron and we talked on the Patreon episode, we did a show about that week before you leave, how it can be a super long week or it can be a super quick week because you got to get things ready. And Scott, I should have never published that show because no. I mean, it just like, fate just stepped on the gas pedal immediately.
Yep. And I, at the time of this recording, I woke up in the morning and I follow a lot of, weather people that are local in Orlando. And I saw the model and I know you're always up running on the treadmill or outside in the morning, so I knew you were awake, so I had to send it to you. And I know you didn't comment right away, but I'm sure you saw it, and you're probably thinking, oh, gosh. it's getting – because that model looked worse than it's been in the previous days.
Yeah, I know. And so who knows how it went, but we're going to go down. We're going down a day early, so you've probably already seen how it's played out, but that's kind of the plan as we're still here before the trip. And, we're going to make the best of it. We rode out Hurricane Charlie back in 07, 08, something like that, at Pop Century, oddly enough. And it was fine. It was Category 2, and it passed directly over the Walt Disney World Resort. Man, we got up in the morning. There were trees out of the ground. And, I mean, it was super windy, but we felt safe the whole time. No problem. So we're going to get there before that airport closes, if it does, and make the best of it. I mean, you've actually, real quick, I mean, we're just sharing stories here on a Friday. You were impacted by that hurricane. Was that in 2019?
It was 2019. I can't remember the name of it.
Dorian, I think, right?
Maybe? Yes, yes. That's the one. Yeah, so we were planning to, because that was when Galaxy's Edge was opening in Florida that weekend. So, or it had just opened, maybe. So we were super excited to head down there. And, man, I kept texting you like all week, like, man, I'm getting nervous. Like, we were flying Delta, and I was just tweeting at Delta, like, when are you going to offer, like, no change fees, because they would charge a fee, you know, if you wanted to make a change on Delta. And then finally, the second they announced it, I said, okay, I'm changing it. End up changing it to Anaheim. We just changed coasts.
You got well out of the cone of uncertainty there, as they do with hurricanes. You said, okay, we're going to be so far outside this cone, we're going to be in California. And so how did that work out for you? Because, I mean, that's kind of a unique, you know, situation where you're focused on Walt Disney World, you know, focus. And then all of a sudden, I mean, very last minute, you've been to Disneyland, but I mean, it was total switch up in your plans. Yep.
It was the total switch up, and it wasn't the most cost effective, because as a annual pass holder for Walt Disney World, you only worry about tickets once a year, right? So now I'm scrambling, thinking like, oh man, now we gotta get a 3-day ticket. Like, I love staying on site there, but like we're already adding this extra cost, so there's no way I'm gonna stay on site. I gotta find a good neighbor hotel. So it was kind of fun in the way too, like doing all that planning, like last minute, all the scrambling. But it was very costly, I'll say that. But it was an awesome trip, because our daughter, Emily didn't even know we were going to Florida. Right. It was like a kind of a surprise for her, like end of summer, start of school year, because it was Labor Day weekend. So then we got to the airport and she just assumed like, hey, yeah, we're going to Walt Disney World, you know? And then I was like, oh man, this is kind of awesome. She has no idea we're going to Anaheim. I'm like, she's going to know, like she's going to see where the flight's going and all that, you know? So I said something like, yeah, like, what are you looking really forward to this trip? And she said, whatever. And I said, I'm really looking forward to the Main Street Electrical Parade, because it was showing at Anaheim at the time. She's like, Dad, like, you know, that's not playing at Magic Kingdom. I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's playing at Disneyland. And her reaction was like so priceless. So we actually got to surprise her a little bit.
That's cool, because you took a bad, you know, not a bad situation, but I mean, a very stressful situation. It made it less stressful. I mean, less stressful once you got on the plane, because once you get out there, you knew you were kind of clear of the weather and going to have a good time. That's fun.
And you want to guess what? It was a beautiful weekend in Orlando.
Dorian did hit. Because I remember
it didn't hit Orlando though, but it did hit. You're right, but
maybe it was just Cruise Line. I remember I was super busy with Dorian. That's how I remember it. I think it was because the Fantasy had a. This was back in the day when, you know, kind of hold my beer with 2020 thing. Like, I remember freaking out because Disney Cruise Line, I think the Fantasy missed one sailing, and I'm thinking, I thought to myself, because think about this, before 2020. It was really unheard of for a cruise ship. I'm talking a cruise line. I'm talking one ship in the line to miss a sailing. Like, I mean, like, I could not fathom that a ship was going to stay in port instead of going out. That was crazy.
And like the impact that one day had, right, on all the rebookings you had to do and cancellations, move stuff around, and then 2020 happened.
That was crazy. Yeah, just so crazy. Still not.
And I'm actually getting a cruise line credit back from a placeholder, because I still don't know what to do with cruising. So I think that cancels tomorrow. It's ironic that we're talking about that right now.
I'm probably getting one too. I didn't even think about that, because it's probably from the podcast cruise. A couple years ago.
I got an email from you this morning. Yeah, there you it's go. Happening tomorrow.
Perfect. There you go. $250 right in your pocket. There you go.
Yep.
Don't spend it all in one place. Okay. So that's good to know. I'm going to check mine. So let's talk about what we're looking forward to this trip. Some of those things. So first of all, I've kind of given a lot of the background on where I'm staying and kind of the overall picture of what we're doing. And you've seen that since we arrived, hopefully on Monday. You know, we've been there this week. But what about you? Because you're getting there tomorrow. What's the layout of what you're planning to do?
Yeah, for sure. So we don't do split stays very often. If you know Elizabeth, you know, she likes to step into the room and like unpack and just get settled in, which is a great feeling, right? If you know, like, man, this is my home for the next 8-9 nights. I'm just going to get everything unpacked, put the suitcases away, and just start vacation. But for this trip, because of DVC points, we were, as you know, Mike, I always run out of DVC points.
Absolutely.
So we could not get a full week's worth. So we did split stay, which I like split stays too, because it gives you those extra experiences at resorts, which are my favorite part of Walt Disney World. So I'm calling this the Springs vacation. Or we're doing Coronado Springs and the Tower for the first time for us, for the water view. Thanks for booking that for us, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we're going to move over to Saratoga Springs for the next 5 nights. So it's an even split, 5 and 5. Looking forward to being at both Springs resorts, both kind of different, definitely different locations, but super excited to just relax and be at these awesome resorts.
And the thing is too, we usually always, you know, vacation together, but because of, you know, schedules, Mallory's got cheerleading. She only had this short window when we could go down to not miss her competitive cheer stuff. So we are going to be like overlapping for 5 days, which is going to be the epic part of the trip, which I'm really looking forward to. But then you'll be there after. I'm there before you get there. Now, you mentioned these two resorts. You've never stayed in the tower, but obviously you've seen it. You've been in it. What are you hoping? You know, have you guys talked about that? Because, I mean, it's rare at this point for folks that travel to Walt Disney World as much as we do to get a new experience like that. You know, I've stayed in the tower twice now, and it is incredible. It really does feel deluxe to me.
Yeah, and we love the deluxe, you know, and that's the kind of impression I get, like talking with you and Jocelyn and other friends, you know, that have stayed there. Just looking forward to seeing what that view is like from up there. You know, I've only really been in the lobby waiting out a meal for Maya Grill over like a marathon weekend or something. So I haven't really seen the rooms at all. So I'm kind of, it'll have a little bit of a surprise element for me because I really don't know what to expect. I'm assuming the layout and the decor is similar to like the outer buildings, you know, like the siestas and the ranchos, things like that. I'm guessing, but it's going to have spectacular views. We have a water view room too.
That's gorgeous.
So I'm sure that's going to be awesome.
It is. Yeah. Cause I had that in May. Oh, it was awesome. You're going to love it.
And then same with Saratoga though. So Saratoga is one that you can usually get pretty easily on DVC points. It's not the hot item, you know, like a Polynesian or a beach club or whatever. But I like staying at Saratoga. We stayed there actually, we've only stayed there once, I think, but they've been renovating their one bedroom. So they've gotten to the point where they're going to have like the Murphy bed out of the wall, which brings up so much extra space to me in those one bedroom villas. So I'm super excited to look into one of those. I need to request one of those rooms. I had a preferred room originally, which was like a guaranteed basically, because those rooms were all done. But I've been doing a lot of research lately, Mike, and it seems like most of the one bedrooms are now all converted to those rooms, to that newer setup. So I'm going to have to fax in a request though to make sure I get in one of those. I'm willing to wait as long as it takes to get one of those refurbished rooms.
Absolutely. Now you're right. I mean, I'm the same way. Like I'd rather wait 6 extra hours and have, you know, the room I'm totally looking for 5 nights. You know, it's kind of one of those, you don't want to get antsy. Otherwise sometimes you regret it later. Not that, you know, a regular room's bad, but it's like, hey, you want the new and the new. So I've never stayed at Saratoga. Now, I've kind of snuck in there to run back when I stayed at the B a couple of years ago. And God, their resort is really beautiful. Like, I didn't know about Saratoga. I think a lot of guests don't really know Saratoga because I think if you're not a DVC owner, you probably don't even ever have Saratoga on your radar. I'm guessing. I don't think people that are not DVC even think about Saratoga. Now, I stayed in the tree houses with Pam way back in like 2010. Now that was incredible, but the tree houses aren't for everybody. As cool as they are, like transportation's not really great from those because the buses are slow. But what did you, I mean, you've stayed there once, you know, does it have like the old Key West kind of feel, which is a little bit different than like a Pop Century feel? How would you describe it from your previous
time? It's tough because it kind of has an old Key West feel in the sense that it's big. Like, you know how huge old Key, you run around. And you ran around Saratoga, so you understand
gigantic.
It's big.
Yeah.
And there's like a cool bridge that kind of, there's like a little pond, which is where I think you saw the bird, right?
Well, wasn't the big pond. It was like a littler pond. It was kind of across the street from the golf course. But I know, it has the big fountain. That's gorgeous, that bridge there.
It has the big fountain, big pond, like awesome bridge, which is kind of fun. Kind of makes you think of Pop Century with the Generation Gap Bridge a little
bit.
Like
it's a cut through.
If you're doing a run and then you're like, I don't want to do another full whole lap, so I'll just cross the bridge instead. You know,
I'll just call that a short lap.
But it's a very big resort. And how I feel like it's similar to Old Key West is because of the size. And then it's great for renting a car similar to Old Key West because you can just park basically right in front of your villa, which is so nice. When you think about, gosh, Mike, when I think of like other deluxe resorts like Beach and Yacht and like Animal Kingdom Lodge, like, you had to park like in basically this one main parking lot, and then it's tough to get back to your room. But at these two resorts, you can just pull right up into your front of your resort. Easy for groceries. If like, you know, if I'm going to, we're renting a car. So we're going to, you know, obviously want to get some soda and some snacks for the room, some waters. So it makes that a lot easier too for transporting to the room. But it's big and like, I just loved a lot of the activities. We did a Surrey bike rental there, you know, and there's like a little path where, because you're right, you've seen it from Disney Springs. You can see the resort in certain spots from Disney Springs. So, like, it's kind of cool being on the other side where you're on that path riding the bike and you can see Disney Springs from the distance. Like, it's a very pretty resort. I really like it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And like I said, I haven't stayed there, but I ran through there. And so I got to take it all in, and it's huge. And it's, you know, it's part of it's on a golf course, part of it's got water. Disney Springs across the way. It's somewhere I do want to stay. And the thing is, it really, because I haven't been in the rooms, but the villas look really cool from the outside. When you're running past them, you can see like the three bedroom grand villas with the big balconies. Yeah. And it's,
I wasn't the biggest. So the time we stayed there, we did a one bedroom as well. And I remember it was awesome. Like, this is what I love about the one bedrooms. It was a rainy day, I think, Mike. And we went to the DVC community center that all these DVC resorts have. And we rented a couple movies. Like, we rented Holes. And just like watched the movie like from the couch and made like microwave popcorn, and it was awesome. I just remember that. But I thought it was like the setup in the room just did not feel updated, you know, and like the decor was kind of old. So, and at first we ended up staying there I think 7 or 8 nights, and at first we did not enjoy it. But like by night 7 though, like we were like, oh man, this is too bad, we got to leave here. Like, we love it. So I'm looking forward to going in with that, you know, positive reinforcement that I've already stayed there. And like, at first we didn't like it, but I know in the end we really did, and see the refurbished rooms because the layout's going to be a little bit different. So super excited. Yeah, man, cool. I'm sure everyone can tell. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go.
And that's the thing, is we're in that window right now as we record. Cause again, I've been there when this comes out, but as recording, it's still a couple days ahead. So yeah, same way. Like I'm just hankering to be at Pop Century, you know, the first couple nights, and I'm hankering to go over to Yacht Club. So that's kind of what we decided. We're just kind of talking about our trip right now, but you know, what are we looking forward to? So we've had a lot of things come back online in the last month. I mean, you know, especially I was there in May, and it's like a whole new world for May. It's
completely different. I mean,
it's totally different. You know, we had to wear masks and everything back then. So what is really kind of something that you are pumped to have happen on this trip?
Well, I won't even go down this, but any listener of the show knows I'm pumped for the BOGP Open on Sunday. That's going to be epic. But going back to like the Grand Destino, like the Coronado Springs Resort, I almost feel like I have to have my Disney card removed here, Mike. But I have not been to Three Bridges yet.
I haven't either.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Like, my goal is actually after golf, since that's where we're staying. Like, I just want to, you know, have golf with friends, and I want to go over to Three Bridges after I shower up and just like have a nice little cocktail on the water. Like, that just sounds so perfect to me.
Yeah, to me, you know what's bad is, you know, we stay at Coronado quite a bit, and as they were starting to construct Three Bridges, first you just saw kind of the bridges out there, then you saw just a platform, and you know, you saw buildings starting to take shape. And that's kind of the fun thing about being a long-term Disney fan, is that I remember when, I mean, this is again a shout out to all the folks who've been going for quite a while. We used to stay, when we stayed at Coronado, we would stay in the cabana section, and we would stay in what was called business class suites.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it was kind of like club level, but it was a club level light. You didn't really have, it was super cheap. It was like, you know, it was maybe 25 or 30 bucks more a night than like your preferred room. And what they had over, this is where the tower is now. They knocked that building over. But what they had there was they had a business class lounge that in the morning had basically like club level, you know, breakfast food, you know, had, you know, bagels and fruit. And, you know, at night it had desserts and soft drinks and beer. And
yeah,
it was awesome. I mean, it was the biggest steal on property, but it's kind of fun because if you stay there long enough, I got to see the tower when it wasn't there. And then when it was just, everything was a big dirt pile. And then every time you came back and you know, you always think it's never going to get done. And then before you know it, bam, you know, you got Grand Destino.
Yeah.
Same for Three Bridges. And I've still never been there either. I was going to go Princess Weekend 2020, but then I was like, and again, I was staying there by myself and I was just going to go grab something to eat. But it was one of those things like, because I had on this like warm up clothes and I'm thinking, I didn't know how fancy it was. But then somebody told me you could still pretty much
casual.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. Like, two things. So it's right. Like, we saw like from the ground up that tower being built, you know, on several different stays. Like, I don't know about you, Mike, but I have a whole drawer of just those like construction pins, remember, from the three cabs that they would put in your room,
right?
You remember that?
Well, I had, yeah, and also I think I have them from Wilderness Lodge with like Chippendale
for, yeah,
I guess when they,
which
were,
I thought
building
was cool. It might have been when they were doing like the DVC or
yeah,
something,
a refurb or something, yeah,
because there's a lot of construction happening then. And I loved that. It was just kind of funny, we stayed there so many times, I got like four sets of those pins.
Yeah,
but going back to that business class, I remember I think it was 2016. Our families were staying there for a pre-cruise visit. And, you know, I went to business class with you that morning. We were like so pumped up, like, yeah, man, we're going to get a limo. We're going to go to Port Canaveral here in a little bit. We got our snacks and everything. And then a party bus rolled up instead. Oh my God. Do you remember that?
But that party bus was pretty sweet. That
party bus rolling into Coronado.
Yeah.
We're like, what is this?
That's the thing is, like, we were talking about, again, today's show is kind of off the rails. We're excited to go down. I mean, this is probably the conversations you have with your friends and your family as you're getting ready to go. We were talking about Magical Express ending over dinner the other day, and Mallory was asking, well, what are we going to do, like, when you go down in January or February, you know, and Magical Express is in? I said, well, you know, Mears runs Magical Express. They're going to come out with something, I'm sure, that's exactly the same, different name. Yeah. You'll have to pay for it. It won't be free, but, you know, and she's like, well, what about Cruise Line? Are they still going to have the motor coaches? I'm like, yeah, they still have those. We haven't heard, you know, they're going away. She's like, oh, that's good. And then about 2 seconds later, she's like, but wait a second, I've never ridden one of those motor coaches. I was like, it's because when we go on cruises, typically it's with a group. And so we all just kind of split a bus or a limo or something. And, you know, if you have a larger group, it worked out about the same. We got a little bit more, but it was way more fun probably. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
for things you're looking forward to, or something that you may have already done, which we may have seen, you know, in your social media. So you're doing the triple resort stay, which I like too. So as everyone knows, that this podcast has come out, you went down an extra night early, so you're doing a couple at Pops. You got Yacht Club in there. You got Caribbean Beach. Love all that. What is something you're looking forward to at one of these resorts?
You know what I'm really looking forward to in general, and then I'll jump into the resorts. But in general, I'm just excited to be there on vacation with my family again. Now, you might say, Mike, you know, you guys were just down there in May, and I was there with Mallory and with Pam. But that was for cheerleading. And to me, that was kind of like a Run Disney weekend where, you know, they told the girls this, you know, it's a business trip. You're down there to cheer. You've been working all year. You got this bid. We're going to try to win the Nationals and that's it. Now, when it's over, you can have some fun, which we did for a couple days. But it's one of those things where it's not vacation. You know, like, this trip is vacation. So I'm looking forward to the things like just hanging out in the pool, you know, even at Pop Yes. Century. We're talking about that. Now, if the hurricane's there, we'll hunker down until it goes away. But if it misses, you know, I'm looking forward to spending some time in the Hippy Dippy pool or, you know, we like the bowling pin pool. If you can't find anything else, go down to the computer pool. You know, it's kind of just a big square.
So, you know, the gardeners are all about pools. Like, if there's a day that we don't go in the pool, something is seriously wrong. And on a Memorial Day trip, we did all three of those pools at Pop Century. Sometimes we did multiple ones in the same day. So
you
I'm excited to hear that.
You swam a lot on that trip. I saw a lot of pictures from the pools.
Dude, we love swimming. And when it's 110 degrees outside, man, you got to be swimming.
But you mentioned something earlier that's kind of interesting, because when you have to make these modifications on the fly, they're not as easy as they were pre-COVID because of theme park reservations and tickets and all that. And you initially asked me, you're like, well, did you add on a day of tickets to the girls? Because I have an annual pass. And I said, no, you know, no, we didn't, because we're going to get there on Monday and we don't have our first park day till Wednesday. Now, we were going in on Tuesday and we're just going to kind of get settled and then go to the park Wednesday, get started and get going. But you know what? You mentioned it. And I think this is exactly right. These first couple of days, not going to the park, just kind of being like getting to Florida, getting to Pop Century, not having theme park reservations, not having an ADR until the second night. I mean, it's like bonus time. Like, seriously, this could be the best, you know, like 36 hours of the trip. You know, we don't have anything. We can go play putt-putt. We go Winter Summerland. We can go, because you can jump
Disney
on the
Springs.
Jump on the Skyliner, you know, go over to the boardwalk or something. I mean, that's the
greatest. Try out that new ice cream, the boardwalk ice cream
shop. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Called,
exactly.
Right?
Or go over Primo Piatto, over at Riviera. You know, it's just, the thing is, and I know this is counterintuitive to a lot of our audience, because I know a lot of our audience are the spreadsheet by colors and all that kind of stuff. But to me, the thought of getting there and not going to the Magic Kingdom till Wednesday and landing on a Monday evening, like, that's great. Who knows what we'll do? And I like that. So I'm looking forward to that.
It sounds so nice, you know, and sometimes, you know, Mike, because we have the annual passes, we force ourselves into those days. And it used to be, I may have said this on another episode that might be coming out or in the past. Who knows?
We've recorded everything out of order.
We've recorded every possible day and not in linear format by any means. But, you know, like, I used to just be the type that used to freak out if I wasn't in a theme park, you know? And that was when I was, like, way young going to Disney. Emily was super young. And now it's just gotten to the point, like, Emily, too, she just, like, I just want to sleep in, or I just want to hang out at the pool and, like, snack around the pool and, like, we'll bring cards, you know, we'll play like War or Uno or whatever, phase 10 around the pool. Like, and those are like some of our best memories. And like, and you just kind of have to force yourself to do that. And like, you have no choice now with those first two right. days. And that's going to be some of the best on the trip.
It takes all the pressure off. Right. Because it's not that I still couldn't get theme park reservations, because you can, you know, I think mm-hmm. three of the parks are open at least, but I don't want to, like, I don't want to pay any, I've already paid enough for an extra hotel night. You know, it's not ideal, but I also just want to, you know, I've been looking forward to this for so long. I want to make the best of it. Don't want to get shut out by the storm hitting, and it probably won't at this point, you know, but who knows? So I just want to get there. But, you know, you mentioned kind of specific things, and you mentioned this in the pre-show, and you brought it up, is that when we're over at Yacht Club, and this is a very specific thing, there is, and I don't know if this is there or not because everything's modified, but I'm hoping it is. But at Hurricane Hannah's, the little bar right outside of Stormalong Bay, they have a killer buffalo chicken wrap.
Oh, which, yeah.
You know what? Like, I want to be sitting there, and I don't care, remember what days of the week we're there, but like on a Thursday afternoon at Hurricane Hannah's, eating an awesome buffalo chicken wrap with, you know, some fries and a Coke Zero. Like, because that's a vacation, right? I mean, I should be working home, you know, on a Thursday afternoon. No. I'm sitting poolside, Stormalong Bay, Hurricane Hannah's, buffalo chicken wrap, and life is good. Just nothing else to do. You know, that's kind of stuff I'm looking forward to.
I love the way you describe that, too. Like, how often do you do this? I mean, I know you're like, you kind of sit to like a simple schedule, like where you kind of do the same thing. Like, I'm at home, I'm in the basement, or I'm on the couch doing this. But like, I often will go to Elizabeth and like, it's Thursday at 2:00, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, if we were at home right now, I would be in that terrible meeting with so and so doing this. And like, instead, I'm here at the pool having Hurricane Hannah's. That's like the best feeling in the world.
I do that all the time on my Disney trips when we're down there, especially over the summer. I don't know why over the summer, but because we usually go for the longer period of time. Yeah. But like, you know, when we're in line for Soarin', for example, it's a, you know, say it's a Tuesday morning at like 9:48 in the morning. I'm thinking, everybody else is home hustling right now, and I'm in line for sort. And it is a Tuesday. It feels like a weekend, but it's not. It's a Tuesday. And I bet you a lot of other folks do that, or maybe you're just kind of oblivious and you're having so much fun, you don't kind of think about the big picture. But I get a huge kick out of that. The weekdays are way more fun at Walt Disney World than the weekends. It's totally bizarre, but that is an honest to God truth opinion. I have more fun on the weekdays.
Yeah, me too.
So what?
That's when most people are like tuned into, like when you go live on Instagram or something, you know, like you get more people watching on the weekdays because they're like at work. Do something fun.
Totally at work. Exactly. So give me something like, what is there something specific like that, like my buffalo chicken wrap at Hurricane Hannah's? Like, is there something that you just it's got to happen this trip?
So there's some obvious things like that haven't been around in a long time that are just launching, like fireworks. Yes. I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
But to go like really specific, like, you know, I've always been for the mask, you know, I'm all about the mask, but you know, being fully vaccinated, I'm really looking forward to taking that mask off, which I got to do a little bit over Memorial Day weekend, like outside, but you still have to wear it for like attractions. And it's going to feel weird, I think, at first, Mike, but like, I'm looking forward to like riding Slinky Dog without a mask. You know, I can just like go like, yeah, like scream, right on, you know, like I'm a kid again.
It's going to be like riding a ride naked, you know?
It's going to feel that way.
Whole face is naked.
Exactly. But like, I think I like, especially those outdoor attractions where you like, you miss the breeze, like hitting your face a little bit, you know? I mean, it's like a weird thing to think about or, you know, describe, but like, I'm really looking forward to some outside attractions, not wearing a mask and just feeling that Florida humidity hitting my face
without like, oh, I'm not gonna make, I can't get my drink because I have a mask. I'm looking forward to that because I can like walk around with a Coke Zero and drink it at my leisure. I mean, in 2019 this would have sounded like the stupidest podcast ever because I'm looking forward to walking around with a Coke Zero and drinking it while my feet are shuffling. Like, that is the, I mean, I'm looking forward to that at this point. But you know what, okay, so when they initially lifted the mask mandate just for pictures, so remember that was about a couple weeks. And I will tell you, like, I almost got a little choked up because on social media, I started to see pictures that I hadn't seen in a long time of people's faces. And you saw smiles at Walt Disney World. And these were genuine smiles. And we took that all for granted. And you know what? I mean, like, you know, you mentioned like feeling the breeze on your face without a mask. But I was in Target today, actually, as we're recording, to pick up some dog food and stuff for the dog. And it was just good to see, like, people, you know, like, not, you know, messages on masks and all that stuff, you know. It was just like, it started to feel just like a human connection, you know, like, you know, it's I'm looking forward to that because at Walt Disney World, I tell people this all the time that, you know, I'm so lucky that what I get to do is help people plan some of the best times they're going to have in their entire life, you know, make the memories that hopefully they have for a lifetime. And to be able to see people smiling, because you see that all the time, right? I mean, if you've been there, a lot of the fun that you see is like, you know, grandpa and a grandkid sharing an ice cream. You don't know the people, but like just seeing that, like it's good for the spirit. I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be awesome. You've mentioned several episodes leading up to this moment how Mallory is bringing a friend, right? Which I think is super cool, like first timer too, right?
Let me throw in a quick story here because we talked about this in the pre-show as well. You guys should have been there for the pre-show. It might have been better than this show, and I'm sorry because we just got talking. But the thing is,
outtakes, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Not in record. So here's the thing, though. You should have heard the call that, you know, when you're taking your kid's friend and you live in Missouri, and you have to call to ask if you can take the daughter early because there's a potential hurricane that might hit Walt Disney World, but you're going to go early instead of after. And, you know, it's like, no, we're Disney fans. Like, Disney's a safe place, been there for a hurricane before. It's a fun conversation, but I'm just saying, okay, so back to, I'm just saying that was the story. Yeah, that was the conversation. It's like, no, yeah, it doesn't make sense, but can she come? You know, we're going.
Well, that was my, I commented on that in the pre-show too, because like my wife, Elizabeth, was talking about that too. Like, I wonder how that conversation went, which is why I had to ask her because I knew it had to happen.
Exactly.
And I'm just thinking like, well, who knows? Megan might not be coming any longer.
Hey man, it was like 50-50 for me. I had no idea. Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to meeting her, you know, and Mallory is kind of like an adopted child for me in a way. You know, Emily. I spent so much time with her. And so as any dad would do, I'm not saying I'm Mallory's dad, obviously, but like, I feel like I'm a dad to her sometimes. I'm looking forward to embarrassing her in front of her friend.
Well, that's good because she did tell Megan, she goes, once my dad's friend Scott gets there,
it's game over.
It gets silly. So yeah, so there are, she's one.
I'm just teasing. And but she's super quiet. Looking forward to meeting
she's
her,
super though. Quiet. You know, I've only been around her like at cheer comp. Yeah. They're not even on the same team.
Oh, she's super quiet. Oh, that'll work for Emily. Emily's kind of like on
exactly.
The quiet
side. You're going to hit it off. Right. I know. But she just got her new cheer skill. We saw it tonight. She can do all these crazy backflips. It's unbelievable. But and I told her she needs to do that at Pop Century. Make a great TikTok. Like do some flips between those like little.
Reels or whatever? Yeah, like, is that something we're looking forward to?
The first thing I saw her skill, I'm like, we need to do that between the foosball players at Pops because we're staying at Pop Century. We are going to the parks. Like, it'd be kind of cool because I can't do that. No. But
what about meals, Mike? What are you looking forward to on the meal side? I know we have an ADR at a place you have not been to, even though it's going to be a little different with the new menus coming out. But what's something you're looking forward to this trip?
Well, I am looking forward to Maria and Enzo's because we're doing that the night that we play golf, that Sunday night, I think.
Yep, that's right.
So I've never been there, and you've been there and kind of said it was a nice place. It's kind of airplane themed, right? Because
it's definitely airplane themed.
Oh, because seriously, when I was in high school and college and even now, I'll put the top down on the Jeep. I'll go over to the airport and just watch airplanes land. I've always been that way, even when I was scared to fly. And I love airports. Like, I just love being in an airport because it's like its own little city. And everybody's coming and going like, you know, that person right there 10 hours from now is going to be on the other side of the country. Or like they're going to be in a different country. I feel like I'm from like 1915 or something. But that's – and so anything airplane themed, I mean, count me in. And it's Italian food, right, too?
It's airplane themed, but it's Italian food.
That's fine. That's good. I mean, it's best of both worlds.
I think I was there recently. I know I've been there this year, either in January or February, one of those 2 months we went down. But I had an awesome lasagna. So definitely lasagna. Some good Italian. I mean, you can't mess up Italian food, I feel like. Knock on wood. But looking forward to that. It's a nice place to have like a big group, you know. So we're going to have a few families with us, I believe, that night. So it's going to be pretty awesome. But I was thinking for you, maybe Sebastian's Bistro, because you're going to be staying at Caribbean Beach, and we do have a reservation there one night.
I am really looking forward to that because a brand new experience, never been in the restaurant, never been, you know, have any experience with it. It seems like, you know, again, here's the cheap side of me. It seems like it's going to be a good value because when they came out, it was like Ohana and Sebastian's at the same time. And I'll be honest, I mean, I'm practical. Like, I looked at the prices and what was offered. Now, I'm not saying Ohana's not worth it, but it's an expensive meal, especially when you got four folks going. And I want to say Sebastian's was probably 60% of the price of Ohana. Yeah. It was just a little bit over half. And again, it's a new experience and I'm staying there. You know, it's kind of like when you're at Coronado Springs, like it makes sense to go to Three Bridges or to go to Maya Grill. Like, it's on there and it's just, there's something about, I mean, I like I don't know how to really put this into words, but it feels kind of cool. Like when you're at your resort and you go to the restaurant at your resort, because you know everybody else has to kind of hustle away, you know, get on a monorail, get on a bus, you know, or take an Uber. Oh no, I'm just gonna, you know, have my big meal and just roll down to
such a good feeling. That's Jamaica. Why I sometimes
exactly
having like the nice restaurant, the resort pays huge, and that's. So I've never been there, and it's not even open yet right now. But talking about Saratoga, which is where we're staying at the later end of our trip, like the Turf Club is like their restaurant, and I've heard mixed things on it. I've heard some good things about it, but like I've never been. But it's still not open. But the thing is, when you're at Saratoga, you're just a 10-minute walk to Disney Springs, where you have endless possibilities.
That's the problem. I don't think they'll ever work on Turf Club too hard, you know, to try to. You know, it's like going up against what, the 1927 Yankees, right? I mean, it's like Disney Springs. Exactly. Like you can try. Good luck. It ain't going to happen. I think they need to have an adequate restaurant on premises, just to say they have it in the literature. Yeah. But you know, literally, you have an amazing, you know, perfect. And I think that's food court.
And I think that's why it hasn't been rushed to reopen, right? Because
you're good.
I mean, not everyone wants to walk over to. You know, I understand if you want to you've been in the parks all day, you want to take a bus back to your resort. The last thing you want to do is walk to, you know, Disney Springs necessarily. But there is the counter service that's still there, though. So they do have that offering. But yeah, I mean, the Turf Club is up against some really tough competition right across the water.
So you want to know something else I'm looking forward to? This is totally us. I read on social media a couple days ago that in the France area of Epcot, they're now playing the Ratatouille background loop. It's a new background loop in France. Who looks forward to that except for our audience, right? A lot of folks in our audience are like really pumped up for that, and I am too, because the background music seriously is the stuff that sticks with you after you leave. You know, you enjoy it on your vacation, but it can have an impact on you for a decade to come. You're just like, you hear that loop again at some point on YouTube or, you know, wherever. And instantly you're like, oh, I remember that trip with Scott and we took Megan that trip, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. I did not hear that, but I know I'm ready to grab some bench and a recorder and just to record that thing so I can try to replicate it at home. But I know we talk about that in a future episode too, how like the background loops, seriously though, they just put you at a place in time or a memory. And it's just, oh my God, it makes my heart so happy. Same kind of thing with smells too. Same, you know, thing, like you smell something. Yeah. Like I think like living with the land, you know, I smell that, like, and if I'm like around anywhere at home, like you can't find anything really at home that smells like living with the land though, unfortunately.
But. No, when like, you know, in the summer, our path by our lake that I run around every morning, it's blacktop. And once a year they'll re-blacktop, you know, they put down like a fresh coat, kind of smooth over all the cracks. And it's one of those things, you know, on a really hot day and it rains, it's got that, it smells like the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
you know,
cause that Florida
like
smell.
Exactly. It's like, it's like, boom, you know, it's like I'm in Adventureland or something. Smells are powerful. I got to ask you this though, cause we're running a little long, but, guys, bear with us. We didn't want to miss a show. And I know this one's kind of random, but this is the excitement. I bet you have these conversations with your family and your friends. I hope you do. Cause this is all the fun, but give me one attraction that you're really looking forward to for this trip. I mean, it could be something obscure, could be something new, but you know, what's that one ride that you're like, ah, man, haven't done it for a while. Or maybe it's just like, I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. I'm going to have another question for you after this too, though. Right. But, and I'd like for you to answer this too, but, man, I was just there and I kind of talked about Slinky Dog, like taking the mask off, you know, for an attraction just sounds so awesome to me. But one that I really want to do, it's one of my new favorites, and that's Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, because, Mike, I have not seen that pre-show
me
yet.
Me neither. Yeah, me neither.
And now that they're showing it, that's the no-brainer for me, because that's going to be a new type of experience, which I think is a big part of that attraction, seeing the pre-show. So really looking forward to that.
Mine is a combo. I can't wait to do Soarin'. Because I, you know, and I love Soarin'. It's just a classic. I like the old Soarin' better, I think.
I like the California one so much better.
I think I do too. But I mean, it's Soarin'.
I still like Soarin' Over the World.
Right, right. You know, but I think I'm looking forward to that one because, like, Megan, again, she hasn't really gone into the theme parks, I don't think, ever. And so I think that's one of those fun rides that, it's not scary, but it's like, when I got off that the first time, I was like, whoa. Again, she's 13. Who knows? Maybe it's like, whatever. Maybe I'm, you know, overhyping things like that. But, you know, I like to see somebody have a cool experience for the first time. And I think Soarin's a good one of those. But, of course, the Soarin' Living with the Land. I cannot get enough of Living with the Land. Like, when I'm on that boat and sitting down and it starts moving, especially when you're going through like where the trees and the roots and the rainforest and all. I just like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be. It's great. Yeah, so awesome. That's it. All right, last question. What do you got?
I got one more for you. Especially on a long trip like this, you know, you always want to bring back something as like a token or a memory, and it's usually like a souvenir. Maybe it's a hat. Maybe it's a new shirt. But have you thought about like any shopping or any souvenirs, something that you're trying to buy, anything you're running out of that you need to restock?
So here's the thing. Okay, one, I might try to get like something golf related because I don't go to the golf pro shops very often, right? We're going because I've only been there once over at Lake Buena Vista. If I see something like, you know, like a, I got that one golf hat years ago.
It's a golf tee.
So if I see something like that, because the thing is, I like to try to get something Disney, obviously, but also something that's unique to that trip. So I don't play golf ever, hardly, on my Disney vacation. So if I see something over there, like a shirt that looks cool, you know, I'll look like a golfer, even though I'm not. So I'm looking forward to that. I also, again, you want to talk about the junk you buy that you'll probably never wear when you get home. I saw this straw hat. It's like one of those big brimmed hats, and it says like Mickey and Company or something in the front. I'm kind of tempted by that. I saw it about 2 months ago. I don't know if
I'd like, do it. Let's both wear it.
I know. It's not very expensive. I know. Keep the sun off your neck. You know, it's practical. But when you get home, like, you're like, I'm never going to wear this thing again. But I might go for that. I don't know. So have you seen anything else that looks interesting you want to grab?
Dude, you took my answer, but which is awesome. Like, because I'm... I want to wear like a new golf shirt for the round of golf.
Right.
And I had Beth out trying to find like a Mickey Nike polo or something, you know, like at the gift shops, and because there's nothing on Shop Disney, and she couldn't find anything either. But I was thinking, well, the golf shop will probably have, like the clubhouse will have it. So I want to get like a Magnolia or a Palm, some type of,
right.
Maybe they have a theme to the course shirt.
Yeah. And see, that's now I would totally go for that because I mean, that's like a flex when you get home, right? Like I've played, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. Like if you're in Missouri, I mean, the thing is, these are courses that they used to play the PGA on.
People,
like, people
know
of these. Exactly. People so my, know of these I mean, courses.
So this guy's a golf pro, but still, but like I was talking to my golf coach and I was like, yeah, man, I'm trying to get good so I can, like, you know, show my buddies, like, I'm going to be playing at Walt Disney World. And he was like, oh, are you playing the Palm, Magnolia, LBV? Like, he, like, named them all off. Like, yeah, man, he knows what I'm talking about.
Well, too, is somebody who's a Disney fan, right, golfer or not, and I'm not, but I just, you know, I just want to hang out with my buddies and do the best I can. I used to golf, but I haven't golfed in decades. So the thing is, you know, like, you just, like, you can picture the Jack Wagner monorail spiel, right? Yes. Like, the PGA plays every November over on the Palm in the, like, dude, I'm going to be playing on a course that Arnold Palmer probably played on, or, you know, Tom Watson.
It's ran by Arnold Palmer's, like, golf company, actually. Right, the courses are managed by,
I want to say Tiger Woods probably played on that course when he was very young.
I think he won it. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's
is just how cool is that? I know. And you know, any Disney fan, whether they're a golf fan or not, have heard that spiel. Yes, so if they see you wearing a Paul or Magnolia shirt, they're like, oh, yeah, I know where that guy got that.
Don't mess with that guy. He can putt. Yeah. No, I can't.
Awesome.
I can't drive.
Hands down, this is going to be an epic trip. I know. You're already halfway through. I'm like on a high right now, man. I'm ready to fly tomorrow. I'm super pumped, but it's going to be a great time.
All right. So we hope you enjoyed our conversation here. It's kind of off the rails, but it's a Friday. You're getting ready for the weekend. And I know, you know, we talked about this. You guys can relate to this. You know, this is why we go. It's the anticipation of all the possibilities of that future trip. Now, will I do all these things? Probably not. But it's fun to dream about them before. And, you know, if you do half of them, you have a great trip. I mean, that's a good thing. You don't have to get everything off the list. You save them for the next trip. But I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see Scott and his family hang out and just have a great time. So follow along on social media at @EpScott for Scott. He's heading down from Michigan tomorrow as the show comes out. I'm at @BRGuestMike. I've been down there for quite a while, and I'll be there until the 15th. So at @BRGuestMike, Twitter and Instagram, and at Palm Trees of Disney as well. All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney travel needs. We'd sure love to help you with that next trip over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. You guys support everything we do, and I can't thank you enough for that. You allow us to put the show out all around the world 3 or 4 times a week. And our patrons get Mike in the Midwest, which we're getting ready to record an episode of that right now for our patrons after this show. So if you want more information on that, just check it out over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here and let's get on with your weekend. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Friday and an awesome weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.